各位弟兄姐妹、朋友们，大家早上好。今天很高兴能够我们在台湾的宣教士吉士恩跟爱美夫妻今天到我们教会来拜访。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This morning we are glad to invite our missionary from Taiwan, Sean and Amy Gibson, and they are among us to share a message.
他们是在2000年加入那个 World Team 的宣教士，在台湾乡下服侍基层的大学生跟青年人。
They joined the World Mission from 2000 and to serve college students and young people in the countryside of Taiwan.
I think you need page down. I'm missing one. Yep, there you go. One more.那是左上角那个是他们2000年的照片，那这个是右下角是他们大概两三年前的照片。你今天看他们的话，你们那个就是你会觉得说，像跟 Amy 他们好像年轻了一点点。
So the two pictures, the one on the top left was the picture from 2000, and the lower right picture was taken two or three years ago.
然后下个 page， 他们是从。再一个，他们是从那个我们的邻居 Ohio Columbus 那边就是到了台湾。
So they are from our neighbor state, from Columbus, Ohio. They were sent to Taiwan from there.
他们可以说，他们把他们最好的年轻的二十多年都献给那个在台湾那个献给神，在台湾做服事。
They gave their best of their 20 years of their life to God and serving the people in Taiwan.
他像能够用台语讲道，但今天我们没有准备，希望他下一次能够用台语跟我们讲道。
So Sean can preach in Taiwanese, but today he's going to preach in English.
那我就把时间交给 Sean.
Next, we give time to Sean.
Thank you so much for letting us come and share with you again.
感谢大家邀请我来与你们分享信息。
It's been a great partnership with you guys for more than 20 years, so praise God.
我和你们一起同工已经有二十多年的时间。
All right, now let's read the word. Let's look at the word of God. We're reading from the book of Acts.
我们今天一起来读神的话语。
Acts is about what happened after Jesus rose from the dead.
使徒行传呢是记载了在耶稣升天之后使徒的一些他们的一些活动。
Jesus told his disciples to go into the whole world and preach the gospel.
耶稣告诉他的门徒去到世界上让万民做他的门徒。
So Acts is the history about how they spread the gospel and how the church started.
使徒行传呢，就是记载了他们怎样去到世界上去分享神的信息。
But this work is not yet done.
那么这个工作还没有完成。
So that is why we are in Taiwan, and that is why you can continue to reach out to your family, friends, and coworkers.
这也是为什么我们被派遣去台湾，也是为什么你和你的家庭一直在分享信息。
Specifically, now we are looking at chapter 17.
我们今天会看使徒行传的第十七章。
The background here is that Paul and his friends have gone to several cities to preach the gospel, but everywhere they go, people oppose them.
这个背景是保罗和他的使徒们到了很多城市去宣讲福音，不管他们到哪里去，他们都遇到了很大阻力。
Then in one city, it gets so dangerous that the whole church and Paul's friends make him leave. They throw him out of the city.
有其中的一个地方是非常危险，整个的那些在聚众的那些人。会众的人要把他们从城市里边扔出去。
And they promise that they will come and follow him later.
然后呢，后来他们又成为他的信徒。
So now, Paul, starting here in verse 16, Paul is alone and he is in the famous city of Athens in Greece.
那么我们从十六节开始看，保罗当时是他自己在雅典。
So let's begin and look at this passage verse by verse.
我们从这个从第十六节，然后一节节来看。
I guess go ahead and read that much, please.
Okay. 保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。于是
No, read the whole screen, that's fine.
Okay. 于是在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
Okay, so now Paul is in Athens, and when he goes, he sees all the temples and all the idols, and how does he feel?
那保罗当时去雅典，他到处看到满城都是偶像，他心里边是什么感觉呢？
The English would translate to troubled in spirit, but here, as you see, the Chinese says 焦急, or in Daigi, it's 丢急。
在 the 英文里面讲了他的心里边非常的难过，他的灵命上非常的担忧，但在中文里边很简单的就翻译成着急。
So as you know, the gospel, the New Testament was written in Greek. So this jalgi, this diogip, is the word, actually the word paraskuno in Greek.
那么在这个原来 这段圣经是用希腊文写的，所以这个是着急的原希腊文，就是这个屏幕上打的这个字。
So paraskuno is hard to translate because it means sad and angry and worried all at the same time.
这个词很难翻译，它是基于那种非常的悲哀，非常的愤怒，非常那种纠结的心情，都从这个词里反映出来。
So hang on a minute and we'll find out why he feels this way. But for now, let's look at verse 17.
那么我们先停一下，不去探究他为什么会这样去想，他有这样的心情。我们接着看第十七节。
Okay, so in, yes, great. In verse 17, where does Paul go?
第十七节讲到，于是在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论。
So first he goes to the Jewish synagogue.
所以他首先呢到犹太人的会堂里边。
And this was his what he commonly did. How do you shipguan? How do you say that in English? I forget. Yeah, shiguan. Right. Okay. So this was what he normally did. He goes into the synagogue and he talks to people.
所以这是他已经非常习惯所做的事情，他去到那个犹太人会堂里边，然后和人家辩论。
But look at the word it uses here at the bottom. It's 辩论 right?
So this 所以看这底下这两个字是辩论。
So this is reasoning. He's reasoning with people.
他和人在辩，在一起在讨论辩论。
This is important because it means that religion, what you believe, is not about your feelings and it's not about your preference. It's about reasoning.
所以这里讲到你的信仰并不是你的感觉和你的当时心里面怎么想，而是真的是用真理来辩论。
Yeah, it's about thinking. It's about what is true, not your feelings.
是关于你是真正的你的想法、你的思想和真理，而不是说你心里感觉怎么样。
This is crucial to us in Taiwan because most people, especially young people, think that religion is just about feelings and what is true doesn't matter.
这一点对我们来说很重要，尤其在台湾服事的时候，很多年轻人他们非常注重他心里边的感觉是什么，而不是说是注重这个真理是什么。
So Paul would open up the Old Testament and he would discuss, is Jesus really the Christ? Is he really the Savior?
所以保罗是打开圣经跟他们一起在辩论，是耶稣是不是真正的是那位神的儿子，是不是真的神。
So Christianity is a religion that you can discuss and understand.
所以基督教是一个信仰，是一个信仰，是你可以讨论，你还可以去辩论。
Then in verse 17, it says he also, though, went to the marketplace, the Shishang, right?
而且在这个经文中接着讲到，他还到城里边去。
This was obviously not the Jewish synagogue.
所以这个他到城里去，我们可以明显看到，这不是在犹太人的会堂。
So this meant that this was a place where he would meet people who were not Jewish.
所以他在那个城里边会遇到很多人，不是犹太人的那些人。
They had never heard about the Jewish God. They didn't know the Bible. They didn't know the Old Testament. They didn't know our God.
所以他们没有这个圣经的，没有这个旧约的背景，不知道旧约的记载，也不知道整个旧约的犹太人的这个信息。
This is exactly the same kind of people that we meet in Taiwan. Most people have no idea who our God is.
所以这个背景就很像我们在台湾遇到的民众，他们不知道这个圣经的旧约的历史，不知道我们的神是谁。
Now in this marketplace, he meets two kinds of people. Let's go on to verse 18, please.
所以我们看到两种人，我们一起看第十八节。
Two kinds of people, please read.
还有伊壁鸠鲁和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。
All right, so there are these two people. In English, it's the Epicureans and the Stoics.
所以这里边有两类的人在，就是伊壁鸠鲁和斯多亚两门的学士。
These Epicureans believe that the most important thing in life is to find inner peace or heart peace.
对吧，这伊壁鸠鲁这些人，他们的信仰是觉得人的一生是要找到内心的平安。
They believed that the gods were far away and didn't really enter man's world. And some believed that the gods didn't even exist.
他们认为神与他们很远，他们不会来到人的这个世界里边，然后和他们没有什么关系。
They also believed that when you die, then there was nothing. There was no soul and no afterlife.
他们也相信人死以后就是什么都没有。
The Stoics were different.
那么斯多亚的这一门派呢，他们想法是不一样的。
They did believe in the gods, and they believed that you could do bye-bye, that you could ask the gods for help.
他们认为是确实有神，而且你可以向神拜拜来求告。
But primarily, you needed to depend on yourself and depend on your own reason and just work hard to have a good life.
但是最基本的是你要依赖你自己，你要努力去工作。
Now these both sound very familiar to the people you meet today, don't they?
所以这些人我们看上去和我们今天遇到的人是很类似的。
Nothing has really changed.
其实从历史上这么久，没有什么太多的变化。
But how do these two people describe Paul?
那么这两组人怎样去描绘保罗呢？
This translation is actually kind of fun, as it says here in verse 18, where it says, 胡言乱语。
所以这里边的翻译很有意思，这里边翻译到说这个胡言乱语的要说什么呢？
In English, I think this would be the word gibberish.
就说他就是胡言乱语。
But the point is clear.That they think Paul is talking about some weird foreign teaching or foreign god, and he doesn't make any sense.
所以他们认为保罗在讲的都是胡言乱语的话，讲的一些非常他们没听过的东西，不就是上下词不搭意。
In Taiwanese, we would actually say, 这个人我被讲先，这个人我被讲话，他讲先，我被讲话，差不多这个意思。Okay, so that would be the Taiwanese. All right, so we experience this a lot in Taiwan.
我们在台湾经历了很多类似的事情。
People think that Jesus is some foreign god and that we're pretty weird in what we say.
他们认为耶稣是这个一个外邦的神，然后我们讲的他们都不认为有什么道理。
They don't necessarily understand us when we talk about Jesus.
他们不明白我们在讲些什么。
Maybe you have had this same kind of experience when you talk to your friends.
也许你在和你的朋友在分享的时候可能会遇到类似的经历。
Nevertheless, though, these two guys, these two types of people want to know what Paul has to say.
但是不管怎样讲，这两类人，他们很想知道保罗要向他们讲什么。
So that takes us to verse 19 and 20.
那么我们来看十九节、二十节。
Next there. Yeah, please read.
十九节，他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说，你所讲的这新道，我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。
Okay, so these guys want to know what he has to say. Look, this is actually good. They're willing to discuss.
所以这些人非常想听保罗要讲什么，所以这是很好的一点，至少有他们有这个意愿去讨论。
So they invite him to this place called the Areopagus in English.
所以他们邀请保罗到这个地方叫亚略巴谷。
This actually happens to us too.
那么这个也是曾经在我们身上也发生。
Sometimes maybe you're afraid to talk about your faith or share your faith or share the gospel with someone.
有的时候你可能心里边很踌躇，不知道怎样去分享你的信仰和真理。
But when you do talk about it, you might be surprised how many people are actually willing to discuss this.
但你真的一开始讲的时候，你会非常惊讶的发现，很多人非常愿意去倾听。
So this Areopagus was the place where everyone would go to talk about their ideas, their thoughts, and their beliefs.
所以这个亚略巴谷这个地方就是人们都去，大家很多人在那儿分享他们的想法。
Those who were educated, those who wanted to think, who wanted to study more or understand more would go to this place to discuss things.
很多非常有教养的，很多有学识的人愿意到那里边去分享他们的看法，彼此交流。
And this is actually a picture of it. It's actually a big hill or a big rock called the Areopagus.
那么后面这个右边这个照片呢，就是这个地方的一个就是显示这样一个地方，是一个很大的一块岩石。
So this place would be, well, it's like their university.
所以这个地方好像我们当今的大学一样。
And as you know, Amy and I are currently have an outreach to university students and young working people also in Jiayi City in Taiwan.
所以 Amy 和我当年呢是在台湾呢向那些大学生和年轻的工作那些人向他们去分享福音。
But not the engineering students. If that next picture, please, or can I do that? Next slide. Yeah, okay.So these are not the engineering students that we primarily share the gospel with.
Engineering?
Yeah, Gang Deng Su. Yeah,
right, yeah. 所以这些人不是工程师。
Most of the young people and the students we talk to are from working class families.
所以这些年轻人，我们和他们接触，最主要这些年轻人是从工薪阶层的家庭来的。
And most will return to working class jobs even after university, not science or engineering jobs.
所以他们在完成他们的大学之后呢，他可能不会是说继续做科学或者工程的研究，而是说他回到他们的当前的工薪阶层那些工作。
And it is these working class people in Taiwan who do not have the gospel.
而这些在工薪阶层的这些年轻人，他们没有听到福音，没有听过福音。
So it's our hope to teach and train these young people so that they can go back to these unreached areas of Taiwan and share the gospel themselves.
所以我们当时就是向这些年轻人传讲福音，所以他们可以把福音带回到他们的生活的那些人群中。
This way we can multiply our efforts in these areas.
所以我们的努力就会。积少成多，会逐渐的有更多的人听到福音。
And these Taiwanese young people can do a better job than we can sharing with their families.
所以这些年轻人可以和他们的家庭能更好的分享这福音的信息。
So we've opened this, this is a coffee shop we opened near one of the universities.
我们这是照片显示我们当时在大学里边开的一个咖啡屋。
And we have group and individual Bible studies in this shop.
我们在这咖啡屋里边组织一些圣经学习小组。
And so far it's going great. People are coming to Jesus and growing in their faith.
所以这个当时进展是非常的好很多人通过这个渠道认识了耶稣，接受了福音。
In fact, even today in Taiwan, we have trained a small group and they're able to continue this meeting while we're gone.
So, 在台湾我们就是即使我们离开之后他们一直还继续在这里边进行聚会。
So this coffee shop is like our Areopagus.
所以这个咖啡屋就像当年的我们的雅略巴谷。
So, going on now in verse 21, where am I here?
我们下面看21节。
Luke adds one more sentence to this story.
So, 雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事情，只将新闻说说听听。
And this is kind of a joke.
对，这个像一个玩笑一样。
What Luke is saying here is that these guys just sit around and talk all day.
他这里边讲就是说这些人什么都不干，就坐在那边整天。
They talk about their philosophies and beliefs with no real proof and no real goal or purpose.
他们谈的很多的他们自己的想法、自己的信仰，没有任何的证据。
So his point is, these are the real guys who obey Gongwei. Okay, these are the real guys talking gibberish. Sorry.
所以说保罗就讲说，这些人才是真正的在胡言乱语。
So think about this. Imagine you are invited by someone to speak at their university about the gospel, and they have never heard about Jesus.Never heard about God, never seen a Bible verse. What would you say?
所以想象一下，如果你被邀请到一个大学里边去分享福音，那么你的观众这些人，你的会众这些人呢，从来没听过福音，从来不知道神是谁，从来没有这圣经的背景，那么你怎样去讲呢？
Think about this for a few seconds. Where would you start?
所以你想想看，你从哪里开始呢？
And remember, Paul is alone here. You are the only believer. Your friends have still not come.
我们想象一下，保罗是一个人在那里边，朋友都不在。
Do you feel nervous? Do you feel pressure?
所以你会很紧张吗？你可能会很有压力吗？
What will you say?
你会怎么样去说呢？
All right, well, let's see what Paul says.
我们看保罗讲什么。
That's 22 and 23. And yes, thank you.
22节、23节，保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
So Paul says, I see that you are very religious and you even have a temple to an unknown God.
保罗讲到说，我看你们真是非常的敬畏神，那么而且我在这个经过的过程中看到有一个坛竟然写的是喂食之神。
And this is an actual picture of one of these unknown gods that they found.
这个照片呢，就是他们当时的一起的卫士之神的一个坛的碑。
So Paul begins by saying, "Look, we're the same."
所以保罗在讲说，跟那会众去讲说，我们是一样的。
I see that you're very serious about belief and faith and religion. You think it's important.
所以说，他说保罗讲说，我看到你们非常的认真的去追寻你们的真理，追寻你们的信仰。
You care about the meaning in life and what is real and what is important.
你们追寻生命的意义，追寻在生命中哪些是重要的。
We all care about these questions.
所以我们同样关心这些问题。
In fact, Paul says, I even found a temple here to an unknown God.
而且保罗继续讲说，而且我在这个走的过程中竟然看到一个喂食之神的坛。
Now we have to take a step back and think, whoa, where did this unknown God come from?
所以这个他退了一步讲的说，会引起人们想这个卫士之神是谁。
About 600 or 700 years before Paul, there was a plague in this area of Egypt.
在六七，在这个地方。
In Greece, did I say Egypt? Sorry, Greece.
在希腊这个地方，在保罗去的六七百年之前，有一场瘟疫。
They worshipped every god, but the plague didn't go away.
他们敬拜所有的他们知道的神，但是瘟疫并没有离开。
So they decided that there must be a god they don't know, and they built this altar.
所以那些当事人想，肯定是有一位他们不认识的神，所以他们建了这个喂食之神的碑。
They worshipped this unknown god, and the plague went away.
所以他们向这个喂食之神去敬拜，那么瘟疫就离开了。
So they continued to worship him.
所以他们就继续的去敬拜这位喂食之神。
Everyone Paul was talking to today knew about this story.
所以当时在保罗和他们讲这些会众中，他们都知道这个喂食之神的故事。
So what Paul is saying is your ancestors were humble enough to know that they didn't know everything.
所以保罗的意思说，你们的祖先，你们的先辈，当年他们是谦卑下来，愿意去敬拜，知道他们有他们不知道的事情，所以他们愿意敬拜这位喂食之神。
Are you willing to be humble enough and realize that you don't know everything?
那你们现在愿不愿意谦卑下来，去承认你们不知道的事情？
Are you willing to be humble and consider that there might be real answers to these questions that you're asking?
那么你们愿意谦卑下来，愿意去真心的寻求，也许是对你不知道这些事情已经有了一些答案。
And these also are the same questions that young people are asking and asking us in Taiwan.
这些是同样的，那些在台湾那些年轻人也同样问我们这样的问题。
So we show them that God is real and that there are real answers to these questions they have.
我们向这些年轻人分享，神是真实的，然后这些你们不知道的这些未知是有答案的。
Maybe your friends ask these same kind of questions.
也许你的朋友也有类似的问题。
Now let's go look at verse 24.
我们看第二十四节。
How does Paul describe this God they don't know?
保罗是怎样描述这位喂食之神的呢？创造宇宙和其中万物的上帝，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
So remember, these people have never heard about our God. So how does Paul describe him?
所以大家想一想，记住，这些人从来没有听过我们的神，所以这里边是保罗怎样描述这位神。
He calls him the creator of all things.
所以保罗称他是创造宇宙万物的神。
And if he is the creator of all things, where could he live?
所以这他是造天地万物的主。
Certainly not in a temple, because he's different from all these other gods.
所以这位造天地的主，他会住在哪里面？当然不可能住在人手造的这些地方。
This is exactly the same thing that we do in Taiwan.
所以这是我们在台湾面临的非常类似的情况。
We lovingly help people see that there is a creator God.
我们非常有爱心的向这些民众去分享，有一样一位这样的造物主。
Everything that God created should worship him and worship him only.
所有神所造的都应该去向神敬拜。
He is the creator of all life and all goodness.
他是创造宇宙万物一切生命的主。
I think this is probably our most difficult task, and without the Holy Spirit it would be impossible.
所以这是我们当时遇到的，这是没有圣灵的帮助，我们是无法完成的一件事。
And then in verse 25, he says, human hands couldn't serve this God or build him a temple.
所以在25节讲到说，这个人手所造的一切不可能能够让，不可能把神。
If God made everything,
因为上帝创造了一切。
If God made everything, there's nothing you could give him.
因为神既然创造了一切，你做的任何东西都无法去就是给神，所以。
This is serious, because this means no matter how much you buy, no matter how much you want to give this God, it doesn't help.
所以这个是非常重要的一点，因为不管这个神创造了一切，你不管你如何想拜一拜，或者是想给神什么东西做回馈，这些东西对他来说都是没有必要的。
Why doesn't it help? Because everything already belongs to him.
为什么这个没有帮助呢？因为所有这一切本来就属于他。
And this even includes us being good.
而且这也帮助我们去做好事。
You think being good impresses God?
你认为可能你自己做好事会让神对你另眼观看吗？
No way, that's what you're supposed to do.
因为这不可能的事情，因为这就是你本来就应该做的事。
He made you, he made me, we're required to be good.
他造了你，造了我，我们是被神造，我们就应该去努力做好的事情。
There is nothing that we can give God.
我们不可能做任何事情来我们来回馈给神。
In fact, in Taiwan, this is sometimes why people come to believe in Jesus.
这也是在台湾为什么有些人他们来认识了耶稣。
I had one friend who came to me and he said, well, I did the math and Jesus is cheaper, so I'm going to believe in Jesus.
所以我有个朋友来跟我讲说我做了一些计算，我觉得这个耶稣是很便宜的，所以我要来相信耶稣。
Yeah, so because you know this bye-bye is really expensive.
所以大家都知道拜是很贵的，要花很多钱的。
So there is nothing we can give God.
所以我们不可能给神任何。
But actually, if you look at the end of verse 25, Paul is saying the opposite.
所以我们看第25节，保罗说的是正相反。
He's saying God wants to give you something.
而这里面讲到神要给你。
God wants to give you new life.
神要给你这个新的生命。
This is what Jesus is all about, giving, not taking.
所以这是耶稣的真实，他的真谛，他是给，而不是说是取。
So I was talking to a friend one day about Jesus, and he laughed at me.
有一天我跟我的朋友讲，谈到耶稣，他笑话我。
And he said this Taiwanese phrase to me. He said a Taiwanese phrase to me. A sentence in Taiwanese, he says to me.This means, have you heard this? This means, I don't know how it translates to Mandarin. What he said was, it translates as, give me food, give me clothes, and give me money that I never have to repay.
啊，这就是说给我穿，给我吃，给我住，我不需要需要偿还。
It's actually a phrase people use to mock Christian prayer.
这个是曾经很多人去嘲笑基督徒的祷告。
So I looked at this guy, said, yes, but don't you know that this is true?
我看这个人讲的说难道说你不知道这是真的吗？
And he said, well, what do you mean?
他问说是怎么你是什么意思呢？
I said, God is the creator, so he owns everything.
我跟他讲说神是造物主，他所有的一切都是他所拥有的。
And he freely gives you things.He gives you food, he gives you clothes, he gives you money.
他是自由自愿的给你所需要的一切，给你食物，给你穿，给你吃。
He gives you these things to make you happy, and he doesn't ask you to give them back.
他给你这些让你这个生命非常愉快，他并没有让你去向他偿还。
In fact, God wants to give you even more through Jesus.
而且神要给你更多，要给你耶稣。
God wants to give you new life.
神要给你新的生命。
Our God is a joyful giver.
我们的神是一个非常非常的愉悦的一个给予人的，愿意给予人。
Completely changed his view of our God.
所以这个是让我这个朋友他非常的从根底上改变了他对神的看法。
Okay, let's go on and look at verse 26 and on, please.
我们继续看26节，他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。27节，要叫他们寻求上帝，或者可以揣摩而得，其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是所生的。
Right, so Paul says all people were made by him.
保罗在讲所有的人都是神造的。
And not only that, God knows all their history.
而且不光如此，神知道所有人的他们的历史。
God is the God of history.
神是这位历史的神。
And he has a plan for all cultures and all countries.
他对所有的人，对所有的族群，对所有的国家都有他的计划。
And what is this plan?
我这个什么意思呢？
It's in verse 27.
那么在27节。
The plan is that God is not far away, that you can seek him and you can find him.
这边讲说是神离我们并不远，你可以寻求神。
That he is a father and we are his children. He's so shunda, right?
他是一个天父，我们是他的儿女。
So we tell people that the creator of all life is close.
我们告诉所有人，造天物，天地万物的这位主离我们很近。
If you just reach out your hand, you can know him and you can know his love.
你伸出你的手，你就能够去认识他，能够认识这位神。
He made you. He made your heart. He wants to be close to you like a loving father.
他创造了你，他造了你的心脏，他想和你亲近，他希望你认识他。
This is so different from all the gods in Taiwan.
那么这个神是和所有那些在台湾的那些神，真是完全的截然相反。
Those gods do not love you.
那些神并不爱你。
They didn't create you. They're
他们没有造你。
They're not like a father.
他们不是你的父神。
So look at what Paul is actually saying to these two groups.
所以我们看保罗讲的是具体讲些什么。
To these Epicureans and these Stoics. Next slide is fine, please. What is Paul saying to them?
那么保罗讲的是具体讲的是什么呢？
The Epicureans thought that the gods were far away and didn't care or didn't even exist.
我们当时可能想着神是离我们很远。
You just have to find your own inner peace.
你可能是需要找到你自己内心的平安。
But the Creator God is near.
但是造物主离我们很近。
And he is the one who made you.
他是那位造你的神。
He wants to give you true peace. He made your heart, so he wants to bring true peace to your heart.
他造了你的心，然后他要给你的心里边有真正的平安。
The Stoics thought that you just bye bye the gods and then depend on yourself for a good life.
这个不是那位你就是拜一拜的这个神，然后回头是用你自己的力量过你的生命。
But neither you nor the gods can give yourself life.
不管是你或者是你那个拜的神，这两个都不能给你自己生命。
Because they are not the creator of life.
因为他们不是生命的造物主。
In fact, God wants to give you, the creator of life wants to give you life instead.
而是真正上这位造物主要给你真实的这个生命。
So whether you are a total atheist or someone who worships many gods, the creator God can give us what we really need.
不管是你是无神论者，或者是说你是拜很多神的，你信奉很多神，但只有这位真正的造物主可以给你真正的生命。
I actually think sometimes even we Christians think like these two people.
有的时候我在想，即使作为我们基督徒，可能也是像这两类人这样去想。
So you can ask yourself if you sometimes think like these guys.
有的时候回头思想一下，你是不是有的时候也是像这两类人这样去想法。
Their real problem was that they got their ideas of religion and meaning of life from inside themselves.
这个关键的问题是他们对生命的理解，生命的真谛和生命的所有的 一切都是他们自己心里边想出来的。
All of their thinking was from themselves.
所有他们的想法是从他们内心而发。
But we are limited.
但是我们是非常有限的。
We can do many great things, we can understand many things, but meaning doesn't come from inside ourselves. We're too limited.
我们可能做很多很多好事，做了很多有意义的事情，但是真正的生命的意义不从我们内心而发。
This is true of all belief systems, all religions.
那么所以这是对所有的信仰系统都是如此。
Paul's point is that we need revelation. We need revelation from our creator, from outside.
我们保罗讲到说我们需要我们的造物主，造物主向我们显明生命的意义。
The creator is outside of us, so he is the one who can tell us the true meaning.
这个造物主是在我们以外，是他来告诉我们生命的真理。
Our young people in Taiwan are really seeking answers to these questions, so we show them how Jesus is the one who answers.
在台湾这些年轻人，他们一直在追寻这些问题的答案，所以我们跟他们交流，就跟他们分享这些问题的真实答案。
But there's a little more. Let's see verse 28.
我们来看二十八节。
Here Paul says, even your own poets have said this.
对，因为你们自己你们自己的诗人都这样说。
So Paul quotes their own poets.
保罗去提到他们自己的这些诗人。
So Paul is not saying that you guys are stupid or your beliefs are completely false. He doesn't say that.
保罗并没有说你们这些人很愚蠢，你们的想法是非常荒诞，他没有这样讲。
In fact, he even agrees with some of their thinking.
而且在实际上他同意他们的有一些想法。
He's really willing to read their books and understand their religious beliefs.
他愿意读他们的书，来个从他们的角度去思想。
All cultures, all beliefs have some valuable ideas.
不管是哪一个民族，哪一族的文化，都有很多非常非常优秀有意义的想法。
And we can agree with them on some things.
我们在很多点上可以和他们有相同的想法。
Obviously not everything.
但是不是所有的。
But we are saying there is a creator God that you don't know.
但是我们这里讲有一位造物主你不认识。
Can you humble your heart enough to listen and consider and receive what he is offering?
那么你愿不愿意谦卑下来，能够静心的去倾听，愿意去认识这位神。
You can escape judgment and get this new life.
那你可以真是不是去再去判断，而是真正得到这个真的生命。
Verse 29, please.
我们看二十九节。我们既是上帝所生的，就不当以为上帝的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。
Since we are the children of God, what is God's nature like?
既然我们是神的儿女，那么神的他的本性是什么呢？
Obviously, he can't be made of gold or stone.
那么肯定的，他不可能是用金银石来造的。
Since we have a heart and a mind and we love, the Creator God must also have a heart and a mind and love.
我们有我们的心，我们有神，我们有心身灵，所以我们是神造我们这样，我们也要用我们的心身灵去寻求神。
And finally, here we come to the hard part in verse 30.
我们来看到第三十节。
30 and 31 is probably fine.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，上帝并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
So this is the part that people don't like.
那么这是人们不喜欢的几句话。
The time has come, says Paul.
这边讲到日子已经定下来。
Don't continue to live like you don't know the Creator God.
不要继续去像你不认识这位未知之神那样的以前那样的去生活。
Why? Because the Creator God is also the judge of all the earth.
为什么呢？因为这位造物主也是最后的审判主。
All of us know that we've done things wrong.
我们知道我们生命中都做了很多错事。
And judgment is real.
那么这审判是真实的。
But there is a way out.
但是我们有一个办法去得到解脱。
Repent and believe in Jesus.
悔改，然后接受耶稣。
Jesus rose from the dead so we can rise with him.
耶稣从死里复活，所以我们可以和他一起复活。
And this resurrection is the proof that he is our resurrection.
这个复活是他真实的一个确据，是我们可以与他 复活的血据。
Remember, we can't give anything to God, but He wants to give us this new life.
但记住，我们不可能给神任何东西，但是神愿意给我们。
Now, what's the response of these guys here at the end? 32.
那么第三十二节，众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的，又有人说：“我们再听你讲这个吧。”于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同信徒。
Okay, so simply put, there are three responses.
所以这些人的回应是什么呢？
Some people mock him.
有很多人讥诮他。
Some people want to hear more.
有些人想听更多的。
And some people believe.
有一些人相信了。
We should expect this same kind of response.
我们在分享福音的时候，我们基本上是可以期待同样的反应。
This is the response that we get in Taiwan, all three.
那么这三种的反应是我们在台湾看到的同样的反应。
Prepare your heart for these kind of responses.
准备你的心去能够接受这种的反应。
And then go and boldly share with people.
然后呢，去出去能够真实向万人去传讲福音。
So finally, now let's go back to verse 16.
让我们回到再看第十六节。
Now do we see why Paul is jalgy, is diogip, is worried and troubled?
所以我们回头看，为什么保罗当时的心里边非常的焦虑
？Just like in this story, Taiwanese people are smart; they have wisdom.
就像这个我们看到这些这个在台湾我们。很多台湾这些民众，他们非常的聪明。
And they want answers to these questions.
他们想寻求这生命的答案。
This is the same for your family, the same for your friends, the same for your coworkers.
这也是你的家人、朋友和同事，他们也在追求同样的问题的答案。
They just don't know our Creator God.
他们就是不认为我们这位造物主。
They just haven't heard about this God who loves them.
他们还没有听到过这个福音。
They haven't heard about this God who made them, who was willing to die for them, who rose to give them new life.
他们还没听到这位神造了他们，爱他们，以至于为他们的罪而死，而且从死里复活。
And that is jalgy, that is guilt, that is sad and troublesome.
所以这就是保罗心里边非常的那种悲哀，心里边非常的非常忧虑的那种着急。
Because all those people, they're following something that can't help them and isn't true.
因为这些人在跟踪那些追求那些没有办法帮助他们的那些偶像。
We should feel this same jealousy in our hearts.
我们在心里面应该感受到这种同样的那种像保罗一样的那种着急。
This is why Amy and I went to Taiwan.
这也就是当年为什么 Amy 和我去台湾去做。
We don't want people to never hear this great good news.
我们不愿意这些人，我们的人群中，人们还没有机会听到福音。
This news fills us with joy, and it fills us. This joy fills us with this new life.
当我们看到这个我们宣讲福音的人接受的新生命，我们心里边充满了喜乐。
And we want to give this joy away to others.
我们想把这个新生命这种喜乐向大家去分享。
The book of Acts was the beginning of sharing this joy and this gospel with the world.
使徒行传呢，就是记载了当时一开始向世界宣讲福音的这种喜乐。
But it's not done yet.
但是这个事工没有完成呢。
Thank you so much for sending us.
啊，感谢你们去支持来把我们送到台湾当宣教士。
I pray that this joy would fill your hearts and you would be able to share it as well with those around you.
我祷告这种喜乐在你们心里边充满，你们也愿意向世人周围的人去传讲福音。
And we pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告， amen.